Good afternoon. Today it's April 25, 2017. We're in room 124, the Ramona Barnes building. It's a beautiful day out there. Time now is 11:34 a.m. And let's get this meeting of the House Arctic Policy, Economic Development, Tourism Committee in order. And with us this morning is Representative Josephson, Representative Tuck, Representative Newman, Representative Tallarico, and myself. And also with us are House Records Secretary Heather Evoy, and running the electronics for us is Tom Raymond. Please make sure your phones are off, or else you're going to owe me some donuts. I'll give you some time to look at it. We only have one piece of legislation for us in front of us today, and that's Joint House Resolution 19, and it's the Arctic Marine safety agreements that we had discussed at our last meeting. It's my intention that we move this bill out of here today, and I'm going to open the floor for public testimony. I see we do have someone on the line here, and public testimony is now open. William, you're the only one on here for public testimony. Can you introduce yourself, your affiliation,
please? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My name is William Harrington, and I need to apologize. Last time I spoke, I referenced the BBC. That's not correct. It's the NHK Japan, which had a very good program on the Russian-Japanese cooperation to supply Japan with fuel, with natural gas for the foreseeable future. Since there'll be so many ships going through the Bering Sea soon, you also may know that Shell is building huge gas processing ships, drill and processing vehicles, DPVs. These things are 9 football fields long and 10 stories high. The picture I showed 13 tugboats moving the boat from, you can't call it a boat, it's a real ship, from the one construction area to another. These vehicles require no onshore pipelines, no onshore labor, and it'd be pretty easy to slide right down to Japan, and they just park over a field. I know this is a very important issue, and I hope that it all works out, but I do see the Arctic as basically, you remember our license plates used to say the last frontier? Well, the Arctic may not be the last frontier, but it's certainly the next frontier that is going to undergo the same type of development the rest of the West has seen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Harrington. And again, I thank you for your input in there. Could you remind us who you were affiliated with, please?
Well, can I ask just one more question, Mr. Chairman?
Certainly.
Did anybody do any research on this program that I talked about?
Well, let me get my chief of staff over here. He's nodding his head. No, there hasn't been any research. What we have is working with the department down there and with Mr. Foos and Captain Page on these issues.
Well, I did need to come and apologize today. That's what I'm here for. I misinformed you. It's NHK Japan, and it was on the night that I spoke, not the BBC, which is good, but not on this topic. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. With that, there is no more public testimony here on the line. Is there anyone in this room that wishes to give public testimony? Hearing none, public testimony is now closed. And may I have a recommendation to move House Joint Resolution 19? Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, just checking to see if you're open to a friendly, very slight amendment.
Okay, I'm certainly open to that. And I was moving forward so quickly in anticipation of this. I also didn't ask if there were any committee discussions, so I do apologize.
Okay, on page 2, in the last further resolved on line 29, so we urge the President of the United States, the United States Department of State, to initiate negotiations with the state's coastal neighbors. Rather than saying the states, if we can just change that to Alaska's coastal neighbors, just okay, to be more specific on that. So that's a conceptual amendment, if a friendly offer, not married to it, if you're so inclined to accept that.
Okay. I'm certainly open to this conceptual amendment, and Is there any objection for discussion purposes? Hearing none, it shall be allowed.
Okay.
So thank you very much. So moving on here, I'm going to ask that we, before I get in front of myself anymore, is there any more discussion?
Well, if I may, Mr. Chair, just I appreciate you bringing this resolution forward. You know, and I also appreciate the testimony that we had from Mr. Harrington, because the new frontier really is the Arctic up there. And you see countries racing to stake their claim, if you will, on trying to make sure that their best interests are being considered. I think it's even more important that the United States, because if it wasn't for Alaska, we would not be an Arctic nation. And we play a pivotal role. When you look at the east route and the northeast route and the northwest route, they start between Alaska and Russia, and they end in between Alaska and Russia. And you look at all the shipping vessels that we have going in through Alaska. I mean, Alaska really is a key point to access to the Arctic, as well as a key point to just shipping routes in the Pacific. And so I appreciate this resolution being brought up, because what it does is it makes sure that our best interest is being looked at, as well as making sure that we have applied new technologies and the safest methods possible in transportation. So thank you for bringing this forward.
Thank you. And if you wouldn't mind moving the...
Okay, so I motion to move HAR 1930-LS0680/A with committee recommendations and with one conceptual amendment and attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objections, this passes. We're going to take a brief at ease as we sign this, and then we'll be back on record shortly. It's good. We've concluded the scheduled business for today. So here at 11:42, this meeting of the House Arctic Policy, Economic Development, and Tourism Committee is over.